this week on John Akers at Breakfast. We're going behind the scenes at a wonderful little local charity. Well, it was little. It's actually quite big now. The Barn Owl Trust was set up near Ashburton in the 1980s by a husband and wife team. The idea was to protect barn owls and their habitat, but it's grown into much more than that. We can start the week with one of the founders, David Ramsden, MBE.
That rather strange sound in the background is actually a barn owl calling. Beautiful. I can just see little glimpses of them, actually, in the enclosures all around me in the sanctuary here. And that noise you can hear in the background is the River Ashburn babbling away in this beautiful valley, the Ashburn Valley. The birds singing overhead, the tall, mature trees around us. And then nestled beautifully in between, this building in front of me, made all of wood, and really does seamlessly fit beautifully into this valley with the solar panels just on the hill over there. What a spot, the foxgloves. Oh, it's just lovely. And David is the man behind the Barn Owl Trust. And we thought, what better place to start but with you, David, with your MBE. Do I need to bow or curtsy? I can't remember.
Lovely. No, not at all. No, thank you. No, it's a real pleasure to have you here. We listen to Radio Devon every day at home, so it's great to actually put a face to the sound that we hear on the radio. I'm sure a lot of your listeners will be very familiar with your sound, but never actually met you. So it's lovely to meet you. Welcome to Waterleet, which is where the Barn Owl Trust is based, just up behind Ashburton. And the trust started here in 1988, so we've been going for 36 years now, and it's been quite a journey.
Take us back to the beginning then, 1988. Tell me how this all began.
Yeah, so I started doing barn owl conservation as a hobby, and that really came out of a marriage. So when I met Frances, who's my wife, my partner, she was very involved in the green movement. She was in something called the Green Collective, in a Somerset-based organisation. And I was very involved with wild birds. I've always enjoyed things that fly since I was a child. And so when we met, our ideas met. I had this idea about doing barn owl conservation. She had this idea about environmental education and the green movement. And so the Barn Owl Trust started in 1988 based on stuff that really she and I were already doing. And volunteers got involved, and then we applied to register a charity, and one of our founding trustees gave us £25 to put in a brand new bank account. So there we were in 1988. £25 belonged to the Barn Owl Trust in a brand new registered charity number, and volunteers were already involved at that time, but that was what we had then, yeah, back at the beginning. And now it's just, the transformation has been incredible.
I can't quite get my head around that, because that's such a short space of time to create this and have 20 people working here.
Yeah, 20 sounds a lot, doesn't it? I mean, you know, at least half of them are part-time, but yeah, we're so lucky. We have a fantastic team, and it's been a real journey. So over those 36 years, a lot of people have worked for the Barn Owl Trust and left. New people have come in, and we've been blessed, so honoured and blessed to receive support from the public, particularly legacies. So we've got a beautiful nature reserve here that I think Harry, one of our staff, is going to tell you about. That came as a result of a legacy from a lady who lived at Gampton near Brixham in 2001. And we've had other legacies that have enabled us to create our solar panels, create ponds, create a wildlife tower, which we could tell you about. So many things have happened here because of the support we've had from the public. Has been fantastic.
Well, I get very excited about owls. You might have heard my interview with Matteo the other day, and about my friends Nigel and Marion, who've got one in their stable, who they are very respectful of and love. Yeah. The fact that he's there, a real privilege for them. And they can sit out at night very quietly and watch the white flash as he flies off. Yeah. To go hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've sat there and watched that.
Yeah.
And there's something magical about that.
Absolutely.
I can see why people fall in love with that animal.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there is that magic that attracts the attention, and that's why barn owls are used as a flagship species. So our barn owl conservation work has never just been about barn owls. It's always been using the barn owl as a flagship for farmland wildlife conservation. So barn owls need rough grassland, but if you create that rough grassland, you're helping loads of other species at the same time.
So in here, this barn owl. Yes. Why is it calling constantly? You'll have heard the noise in the background.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, so this barn owl is what's called an imprint. So when birds are hatching and when they first open their eyes, whatever they see moving is what they think of as their parent. So if you captive breed and hand rear a bird, it will become imprinted on you. And this is the only bird we've got here that is actually imprinted on people. And so when it comes to breeding season, which we're in now, birds that are thinking about breeding that are imprinted on people have this unusual behaviour. And this is Bailey. He's a male barn owl. So he's thinking either, are you my competitor or are you a potential mate?
Oh, I like the noise and just like the fact there's one just in there, just hiding away, just on its perch, just behind a piece of wood to give it some privacy, Bailey, some privacy. It really is a lovely spot. How did you end up here? And how did it end up so big?
So this is where I was living and Francis was living when the trust started.
Oh, okay.
And so
right here?
Yeah, absolutely. So the trust originally started with just that small donation I talked about and volunteers. We didn't have an office. We didn't have anything. And then an article appeared in the Western Morning News about what I was doing as a hobby with barn owl conservation. And there was a short piece on BBC Spotlight Southwest interviewing me. And he said to me, is there anything that people can do in the area to help? Foolishly, I gave out my neighbour's phone number. At the time, I didn't have a phone number. Gave out my neighbour's phone number. And that was basically how it all started.
This week, I'm going to be speaking to all kinds of people who work here and seeing some other bits of the site. Who am I going to be meeting tomorrow, Tuesday?
I think it's Matteo. So this is Dr. Matteo Roos. He's an academic, but he's fortunately somebody who we've been connected to for many years. And he's really passionate about conservation generally, birds and barn owls in particular. So really, really great guy. And I'm looking forward to what he has to say.
That'll be tomorrow then, with me and Bailey and David and Matteo here at the Barn Owl Trust in the beautiful Ashburn Valley here near Ashburton. God, they really did make me feel welcome there. It's really good to have a look around somewhere like that. Just such a lovely spot and such good work they're doing in conservation. That was David Ramsden, MBE. The Barn Owl Trust, back there tomorrow. Right, singers, supermodels and sports stars have descended on Paris as Vogue World took...